Yes, it's Castle Council time. Every Tuesday night here at the Early Late Show with myself, Stephen Castle. In studio with me, and if you're watching on Facebook Live, you'll see her, the beautiful Greta Graham. Welcome. We're going to see if we can hear her. Can we hear you?
Thanks, Steve.
Oh, yes, she's loud and she's clear. She's a lot clearer than me. So hello again to us.
Hello, Steve.
Yes, taking over here. Welcome to Castle's Council.
Thank you very much.
So the reason for you being here is you're going to educate us today on something that I heard about for the very first time a couple of weeks ago from you. I'm going to probably say this wrong, so you can correct me straight away.
Okay.
Skiotherapy? Is it right?
That's correct.
Skio.
S-C-I-O. That's correct.
And that's how you say it, skiotherapy.
That's how you say it.
Is that an abbreviation? Is that just the
yes,
word?
Steve, it is an acronym. SCIO is an acronym for Scientific Consciousness Interface Operating System.
Jeez, why don't I say that again? Say it again.
Scientific Consciousness Interface Operating System.
Okay, I won't remember, but okay. I'm hoping everyone else did, okay. Okay, and explain.
What is it?
What is it? Because now, as I've said, it's a therapy. And so it's the idea that it's going to heal something, fix something.
Yes, that's okay. Correct.
So what is the process? What is it about?
Okay, so just to make it simple, the SCIO biofeedback device combines holistic medicine with advanced quantum technology. So the SCIO scans the body much like an antivirus would scan a computer. And it looks for anything that's out of sync, viruses, deficiencies, allergies, abnormalities, and food sensitivities. And that's just to mention a few. So that's really what it is in a nutshell.
Okay. So now I've got a leg up on probably everybody listening to this, because I've had a session with you.
Yes.
To experience what it is. So now, if you're skeptical about the idea of it, because effectively what happens is, and this is now for the listeners out there, you arrive for a consult, you put on this headband, and not like a rocker headband, it's like a belt thing, and it's attached to a computer system.
Yes.
Very, exactly the picture that we use for the advertising, that's the system. That's it in terms of their interaction.
Yes.
So there's no other interaction between consult, which is you, the therapist, and me, the patient, if I had to call myself a patient, yes.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other contact. And that's what happens. And now this program that uses quantum physics.
That's correct, yes.
Measures of... So give me a dummy version of what it is. SCIO for dummies.
Okay. All right. It's a holistic...
Because I'm interrupting you again. I'm going to do this a lot because I'm very good at doing this.
Yes.
You used big words just now.
Okay.
And I got scared.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
So I'm not trying to say everyone else is stupid, but it's just easier sometimes if you simplify it like the thickest part of the person possibly listening out there.
All right.
And I'm not talking about Rob. I'm just talking... Go for it. Give me the dummy version.
All right. So it's a therapy. It's a biofeedback therapy. By biofeedback, it means we can get a diagnosis. And I use that loosely because I don't clinically diagnose. But we get a reading of what is going on in your body.
Mm.
With that, the system runs a whole lot of frequencies through your body. And it works on resonance. So it's a scientific system. Everything has its own frequency. Every single thing has a unique frequency.
And you say everything, you're talking about our bodies?
Within your, everywhere, but let's talk about the body. So within our body, a healthy liver has a particular frequency that and that frequency is compared and resonates, so we get a reading. So we get a reading on, for instance,
like a vibration.
Yes, vibration comes into it, but it's in terms of getting balance into the body. So let me just back up a little bit. So the person is hooked up to the system with the headband, as you said. It is connected to a Skio box, which is where the quantum physics or the science of the program is held, and then it's navigated by a computer.
Okay. All right. So that's an in short.
Yes.
If effectively in short, that's it.
Yes.
All right. And sitting with me in studio in Castles Council tonight is Greta. I'm going to just call you Greta. I'm not going to keep using your full name as it sounds Please. So formal. Sounds like
Thank
a,
you.
Yes. Tell me about Underdog, the song.
Oh, I just find it such a, it's a thought-provoking. I think that what the song is trying to tell us is that we all get wrapped up in our own lives and our own goals and our own dreams, and we forget that there's people out there that are battling. You know,
yeah.
She talks about single mothers and students and homeless people, and I think it's just, you know, say a prayer for those people, and it teaches us to be empathetic to other people take into account that we're not the only people here. There are a lot of people out there that have very, very tough journeys.
A very deep song there.
Yeah, it is.
Very nice, very catchy.
It is, and the tune's amazing.
I enjoyed the beat. I wasn't actually listening too much to the words right now, because I was thinking about this Skio therapy.
Okay.
So the question now regarding, we spoke about what you say in terms of frequency and everything, I guess. Is this type of therapy able to heal physical stuff?
Absolutely. So I would never claim that the system or I could heal anybody from anything. So what the Skio actually does is facilitate a healing process. The human body has an innate ability to heal itself. But unfortunately, we have too many barriers to heal from many things, and that's why people will go for conventional medicine, or they'll do herbal medicine, or they'll go to therapists, because there's too much within the system that needs to be moved out and balanced in order to get into that vibration frequency so that you're able to self-heal.
Okay. Saying that it does so much, the question comes in is then who designed this, and where does it come from in terms of that?
So the system was designed probably more than 30 years now by an American professor, William Nelson, and he worked on the team within NASA as a quantum physicist, a genius. And while he was working there, he studied.
Is he still alive?
Yes, he is. Okay. He lives in Hungary. In Budapest, and so when he was working there, he understood the body electric, but he also understood quantum physics and science, and related quite a lot of what they do at NASA to the human body, and took some of those principles and created the system.
Was it something that they wanted to use in space?
No.
Was that the idea? One?
No, not they didn't. They didn't want to use it in space.
He was just working for them because he obviously wasn't a highly intelligent guy working on certain projects, and he came across Skio.
So that's where his journey went. And then he studied medicine and he developed the Skio. And then actually he left the States and ran the business for most of the 30 years from Budapest. Alternate treatments are a threat to Big Pharma.
As you can imagine.
Yes. So he actually lives in exile in Budapest, but runs the business from there.
How many people are doing Skio therapy in South Africa?
Last time that I got a count, we were looking at about 400.
400 Skio therapists
Skio practitioners,
in the country.
Yeah.
Wow, okay. Is that a lot or a little?
I
don't suppose it is a lot if you think about the number of people.
Yes, but if you take the amount of people that would be open to alternate as opposed to Western medicine, I think it is quite a lot.
Okay, we're going to get to that now because there's some questions on that. Right, we're back in studio, Castle's Council, here tonight on the Early Late Show. Greta, I've got a question here from Johan, and it's coming through on the Facebook page, which is lovely. Johan wants to know, can Skio also work on mental and emotional issues?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Right now, I think everyone's going through a really hard time with all this COVID drama, and it's been ongoing, as we know, for some time. Sometimes a lot of people that everyone's been affected in one way or another. And there's a very negative energy with everybody. So I think a lot of people are taking a lot of strain. People that aren't prone to depression, anxiety, are suffering from it. So in terms of Skio, I've worked quite a lot on in this area, in bringing, again, I spoke about bringing up the vibration. Just to explain a little bit, when we are in a very stressed state or anxious state or depressed state, we vibrate very low. Our energy vibration is very low. And again, I go back to when it's at that low vibration, we're unable to heal ourselves. So people might say to those with depression, anxiety, snap out of it. There's no way you can snap out of it. Your energy is not in that, at that vibration.
Probably the worst thing you can say to somebody with depression.
Absolutely.
Is snap out of it.
Absolutely. So the Skio, a lot of the work that we can do on Skio is on an emotional level, where we first of all bring up that vibration, so you are in that healing zone, and then we work on the various emotions that come through. The Skio actually taps into the subconscious. In our world, in quantum physics and in alternate healing and in Skio world, we refer to the subconscious as the superconscious. Subconscious knows better what the body needs than the conscious mind. Tapping into the subconscious when it comes to emotional issues is exactly the type of work that you need in order to overcome that.
Okay. Now, the question, before I ask that one, I want to know from you, in terms of Skio, what well-known people have used Skio and sort of are the ambassadors for, like, Skio, in terms of them saying that it works for them or that they've had significant changes in them that we would know, in terms of celebrity status or sportsmen or who uses Skio religiously? That's known. If I Googled Skio, who would come up?
And now, you know, it's just gone out of my mind. What's the cyclist? I don't know if he's a great example.
Lance.
So Lance was, I mean, he was doing everything, but one of the protocols.
Literally doing everything, yeah.
That he was using was Skio, and he was a huge advocate for okay. Skio. In terms of celebrities, I haven't got any really at the tip of my to refer to. I think this is also something that people wouldn't be that vocal about, I would imagine.
Why? Because it's alternative, because it's different.
I think it's alternate,
really a stigmatism,
and
is it?
I think there is, and also where it originated. It originated in the States, yeah. So a lot of the celebrities or people that we would know names would come out of the States. Remember, it was squashed. There was some negativity around it. People trying to discredit it, but you know, it's in contrast perhaps to Western medicine.
Yeah.
I personally don't see it as such, and I think we've come a long way. There are medical doctors. Homeopaths that use the Skio as a diagnostic tool and as an add-on to their therapies. So I think there's a lot of credibility to the device.
Do you know if Skio is used in the East, in the Far East? Are they using it in them as traditionally as they like to
Look, there would be some practitioners. I know we have a footprint all over the world. I don't think it's. I don't know if it's that big in Asia.
In Asia.
Yeah.
Well, I hope that answered Johan's question. I will check out on the Facebook page if he's happy, if it's got these questions, or if you've got any further questions, Johan, let us know. Castles. Yeah, we're back here in the Early Late Show, Castles Council tonight with Greta Graham discussing skiotherapy. And if you just joined us and you'd like to know a little bit more about skiotherapy, or you have any questions about what we've already discussed, send it to us on the hot... How's that? I'm confusing myself here. Send it to us on the studio WhatsApp on 064-536-8228. That's 064-536-8228. Or right now, we're actually on Facebook Live, and we got some questions already on there. I'm waving at them. Hello, everybody. And send them, and we'll try and answer them. Johan said thank you very much for the for that, and he'll definitely look into it. Hopefully, he'll get a hold of you, which we'll give your details out in a little bit. But now, tell me, let's get back to the therapy, and the question is, who would be open to use this? Like, where? Because the first thing we spoke about Western medicine and the idea that, you know, pills and all that kind of thing that people generally want to go to. Why would I use skio? And why wouldn't I just, I don't know, why wouldn't I just do the normal thing?
All right, so... In the, in my journey, the people that generally come to me are people that have been let down by Western medicine, where they've battled to heal, they've battled to get over certain ailments, and they are looking for something else. But I still, I also don't like it to be an either or. You know, I'm very integrated. There's no reason why you can't combine therapies. In fact, you can get amazing results combining therapies. There's people that have terminal illnesses that are doing conventional treatments like a chemotherapy or radiation. And the benefit for those people working on doing skio treatments during that time is to minimize the damage and the side effects to the body. So it can work hand in hand, and then...
My mic's doing the same thing, sorry. I don't know what it was doing there, but it wasn't listening to me. Sorry, carry on.
So it doesn't need to be at either or. Mm. Skio is for everybody, in my opinion. However, I also do, I'm a firm believer that if you believe in something and if you believe something will work for you, it will work for you. If you do anything and you don't really believe in it or you think it's not going to work, then chances are, it might not work.
It won't work, yeah. So I'm going to talk about my session now. But before I get there, somebody arriving for a consult, what is the typical time that it takes to do a consult? Is there predecided time? Can it be hours? Is it a 10-minute thing? What is the process?
Generally, first session is an hour and a half.
That's quite long.
Yeah. And the reason for that...
Is it long
for
what you're doing?
No, not really. Although I don't like to go over that because you can do too much frequency work. Remember that we're dealing with a system that is a biofeedback. Mm. So I'm getting information, but the whole time while you're on the system, I'm giving you I'm sending those frequencies into your body. And it's energy work. So sometimes it can be, like with anything, you can have too much of, even if it's a good thing, you can have too much of a good thing and you overload the body.
Okay, yeah. So an hour and a half is a typical consult.
Yes.
And then, okay. Now, I came for a session last week to, was it last week?
Or
the
week before? Yes, last week.
It was last week.
Yeah.
To experience it. So when we got here tonight, I have a little bit of understanding. Well, I thought so. And a couple of things came out in that consult in terms of where, besides telling me that I'm actually a machine.
Yes, of course.
I'm joking. There was a general, there were things that needed to be worked on. Without getting into too much detail, erectile dysfunction, I'm joking. there was, from my point of view, looking back a week, it's a week today. Yeah. A couple of things that we did was the fact that I was pretty much really low in terms of my frequency. That sort of came up, and I was sort of running on low, if that's the easiest way to explain it. And then the other thing was, obviously, I have an injury. I hurt myself from my elbow, which we then tried to spend some time on. And there was other things. But in terms of those two things, one being a physical thing and one being one that I'm unaware of, and I was unaware of being the fact that I was low, I can, from my personal witness, say that they definitely, I feel a shift in my rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the easiest way to explain it, because I'm trying to explain it to myself, and I find that that's the easiest way to explain the wording of it. I find that I'm more upbeat than I was prior to it.
Right.
I don't know if that's part of what the process is, and I would imagine it is pretty much based upon what we sort of diagnosed as being where I was. On the other hand, and there is the missus here, and that I could have done it myself in that time, is I didn't really feel like my physical injury got better. I actually felt that it got worse, but I could have done that myself in my training and in my work.
Mm-hmm.
So it's difficult to analyze whether that was a good or a bad thing, based because I didn't rest it and leave it. I carried on my normal day today, running around, didn't do anything. And so that hasn't for me got better, but in terms of where I was low, I definitely can. And we're sitting in the studio here, and I've actually got my girlfriend's in the studio with us. She's visiting us tonight, and she can maybe shout across and say, has there been a difference? Just shout it out. I mean, has there been a difference in it? You don't know. I was going to ask you this,
and that's where
it becomes interesting for us to find out. Has there been any change in terms of my tempo? Let's just say, use that as a reference.
Yes, I definitely reckon so, because I haven't phoned Stephen and I said to him, there's a pep in your step.
Okay, so there you go. If you can't hear, she's only got a mic, because I don't want to mic her, because then she won't stop talking. No, I'm joking. she says there definitely has been a change in that. So there's definitely been some change in me from what we said when we diagnosed as being an issue. There was definitely a change.
Yes.
All right, we're going to come back. We're going to wrap it all up and get your details, and then if we're interested, we can come and maybe there's questions. Yeah, you're with the Early Late Show with Castles Council tonight, and we're talking to Greta about skiotherapy. Greta, before we say goodbye and we get your details and everything, I just wanted to ask, besides me being your most successful client, no, I'm joking, what sort of successes have you found from skio, your personal...
My clients.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's sort of been like one of the... Or two or three of the biggest things that if you have noticed or changed or fixed or whatever, how you would have termed it.
Okay, so I treated a 38-year-old woman with ulcerative colitis, which is, for those of you that don't know, it's essentially a type of Crohn's disease. It's a hardening, but a little bit lower. So it's a very, it's an awful illness. And obviously lots of discomfort, the body can't absorb any nutrients, and eventually what happens to people with ulcerative colitis, if it's not managed or it gets out of hand, they get thinner and thinner and thinner and eventually starve to death, because the body just can't absorb. It's essentially a malabsorption issue. Anyway, this young woman had been to many doctors and physicians and professors and She couldn't really function. She couldn't function with a, you know, and live a normal life.
Yeah.
Anyway, she came in and saw me. We did a couple of sessions on her. Within the first month of her her treatment, a lot of the symptoms that were very unpleasant stopped. She started picking up weight. And after 6 months, she was at her ideal weight. She had very few symptoms. Of course, it is something that is not curable. So there's always going to be a hardening. There's always going to be a malabsorption. Yeah. So there is a protocol that I gave her to take as well, which is supplementation, glutamine, and also people with ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease do have anxiety and stress issues as well. They don't manage their stress very well.
Sure.
So a natural protocol for that, and she could get on with her life. So it worked incredibly well for her. It wasn't my treatment, but it was treatment on the skio. In fact, somebody that I studied when I got my skio and I studied, she had bought a skio because she had had the most amazing result. She had a 5-centimeter tumor in her frontal lobe, which was diagnosed. They had put her onto a protocol of radiation. She went for one session and she didn't want to do it. Went for skio. She did 5 sessions of skio. Went back to the oncologist and it had shrunk and was virtually non-visible.
Oh,
so
wow.
That was real buy-in for her in terms of the power of the system.
Yeah.
And let me think of something else. There's been so many. In terms of anxiety, during the past year,
that's a big thing as well at the moment.
So I've had a lot. In fact, most of the clients that have come to me within the last year have been emotional.
Johan.
So anxiety, stress.
Yeah.
And we've managed to reduce that. One of my daughter's friends actually came to see me, and she was having panic attacks that she was, I mean, if anyone's had a panic attack, they would know you can't function, you can't speak. You know, if you go to the shop and you start shopping, you have a panic attack, you go home until you get over it. I did 3 sessions with her, and the panic attacks have stopped completely. She's just in a different space completely.
Yeah.
So that's very encouraging.
All right, lovely. Greta, thank you for coming in and letting us pick your brain and giving us a bit of insight into skiotherapy.
Thank you, Stephen. Thanks for inviting me and letting me speak about my passion.
No, thank you. And tell us, how do we get hold of you? If anybody out there is looking to try skiotherapy, or maybe they feel that it's an avenue they need to look at, how do they get hold of you?
They can get me on my mobile.
Yeah, what is that?
083-443-3-008.
Jeez, that's an easy number.
It
How
is.
Did you get that one?
Oh, I was in the industry so long ago. I've had
lucky.
This number forever.
That's so good. Give it to us again. Give it to us again.
083-443-3-008.
Fantastic. Have you got a Facebook page? Is there any other way?
I do have a Facebook page. It's called Skiotherapy.
Yeah.
And my practice is in 4 ways.
All right. So there you go. If you want to try a bit of skiotherapy, I've had good results, and we've heard some good stories here about other people having good them. Give Greta a call. Google it if you aren't too sure. If you read up a bit more about it, if you're still skeptical. But nothing lost, nothing gained if you don't try. Shall I? Is that the right way around? I'm feeling a little tongue-tied right now tonight. All right. Thank you very much for coming, Greta.
Thank you, Steve.
It's been lovely.